Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and An Epic Trail of Destruction by David Ehrlich is an investigative narrative about the unlikely, long-running relationship between a global financial giant and a famously risk-prone real estate developer who became president of the United States. Ehrlich traces how Deutsche Bank, eager to expand aggressively and outmaneuver rivals, repeatedly took chances that many other lenders would not. The book places Donald Trump at the center of a broader story about modern banking, internal incentives that reward deal-making, a culture that can sideline skepticism, and weak guardrails around reputation and risk. Moving across years and continents, the account follows the bank's push into Wall Street-style growth, the personalities who championed controversial clients, and the consequences that followed. Without treating the subject as a single scandal, Ehrlich presents a connected trail of decisions that illuminate how money, ambition, and accountability collide in high finance and public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Deutsche Bank's growth obsession and the rise of high-risk banking. A central topic is how Deutsche Bank's strategic shift toward rapid global expansion shaped the environment that made extraordinary deals possible. Ehrlich portrays a bank determined to compete with American investment banks, chasing prestige, revenue, and market share through aggressive lending and complex financial activities. This pursuit of growth influences everything from hiring and compensation to what gets celebrated internally, volume, headline-making transactions, and short-term gains. The book frames these choices not as isolated errors, but as the predictable outcomes of a system that prizes expansion and deal flow over careful underwriting. In that kind of culture, warnings can be treated as obstacles, and skepticism may be overridden by the promise of profits or the fear of losing a client to a competitor. By following this arc, the narrative highlights a broader lesson about financial institutions. When incentives tilt toward growth at any cost, the institution can gradually normalize higher levels of exposure. The topic also connects to the aftermath of the financial crisis era, when banks faced public scrutiny but still found ways to take significant risks, often through internal silos that allowed optimism in one department to outpace caution in another. Secondly, why Donald Trump kept finding credit. When others sighed, no, another important topic is the puzzle of why Trump continued to secure major financing even after numerous lenders reportedly viewed him as too risky. The book explores how Deutsche Bank became a crucial source of funding at moments when conventional borrowing channels were constrained. Ehrlich describes the dynamics of relationship banking, where past dealings, personal rapport, and the prospect of future business can outweigh conventional caution. The Trump relationship becomes a case study in how a lender may separate a client's brand value and deal potential from the messy realities of defaults, disputes, or reputational baggage. The narrative also emphasizes how internal structures within a large bank can create openings. Different divisions may hold different appetites for risk, and a client can sometimes find supporters in one area, even if another area is wary. This topic sheds light on how underwriting can be shaped by ambition and internal competition, not only by spreadsheets. It also underscores the role of prestige and visibility, as high-profile clients can be viewed as gateways to other opportunities. The broader implication is that access to capital is not purely a merit-based assessment of creditworthiness. It can reflect institutional incentives, internal politics, and the human tendency to believe that a lucrative relationship will work out despite warning signs. Thirdly, inside the bank, rivalries, gatekeepers, and incentives that distort judgment. Ehrlich devotes substantial attention to the internal mechanics of Deutsche Bank, showing how decisions emerge from a web of incentives and competing power centers. A key topic is how individuals and teams can champion risky deals because their compensation, status, and career trajectories are tied to transactions closing. In this environment, internal gatekeepers such as risk managers and compliance officers may be pressured, outmaneuvered, or ignored, especially when a potential deal carries large fees or strategic significance. The book presents the bank as an institution where silos matter, a private banking arm, an investment banking unit, and risk controls can operate with different assumptions and different priorities Those organizational seams create the possibility that concerns do not travel effectively or that accountability becomes blurred when responsibility is dispersed. The topic also explores how reputational risk is often treated as a variable to manage rather than a red line, particularly when leaders believe they can contain fallout. Through the lens of personnel decisions, leadership style, and internal competition, the book illustrates a broader pattern in large organizations. When incentives reward optimism and speed, dissent becomes costly. Readers are left with a practical understanding of how big institutions can make repeated high-stakes choices that appear irrational from the outside, yet feel internally justified in the moment. Fourthly, regulators, red flags, and the limits of accountability in global finance. The book also examines the broader oversight ecosystem surrounding major banks, emphasizing how difficult it is to enforce accountability in a sprawling, cross-border financial system. A core topic is the recurring presence of warning signs, including reputational concerns and compliance challenges, and how institutions can continue operating in gray areas even under scrutiny. Enrich situates the Deutsche Bank story in an era when regulators, investors, and the public demanded reforms, yet enforcement and deterrence often lagged behind the complexity and resources of global banks. The narrative highlights how fines and settlements, while large on paper, may be absorbed as costs of doing business if governance and incentives remain unchanged. It also explores the practical obstacles regulators face, jurisdictional boundaries, limited access to information, and the difficulty of proving intent within layered corporate structures. The reader is shown how compliance systems can be formally robust yet practically circumvented through fragmentation, ambiguity, or willful blindness. This topic extends beyond one bank by illustrating how reputational and legal risk can be repeatedly deferred, managed through public relations, or shifted onto lower-level actors. The overall takeaway is sobering. Without structural changes that alter incentives and strengthen transparency, high-profile enforcement actions may not prevent the next cycle of risky behavior, especially when financial rewards remain immediate and consequences diffuse. Lastly, from Wall Street to the presidency, what the story reveals about power and money, a final topic is how the relationship between a powerful bank and a politically significant client illuminates the broader intersection of finance, celebrity, and governance. Enrich traces how business dealings can take on heightened significance when a client becomes a major political figure, raising questions about conflicts of interest, institutional judgment, and the societal impact of financial decisions. The book encourages readers to see the Deutsche Bank-Trump connection not simply as gossip or intrigue, but as a window into how financial institutions can shape outcomes far beyond balance sheets. Lending decisions can help sustain brands, enable projects, and reinforce narratives of success, which in turn can translate into cultural and political influence. This topic also underscores the asymmetry of consequences. Ordinary borrowers may face immediate, personal repercussions for financial missteps, while high-profile actors can sometimes secure repeated second chances through complex institutions and negotiated arrangements. By connecting financial incentives to public life, the narrative invites reflection on democratic accountability and transparency, especially when private transactions have public ramifications. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of how the mechanics of banking can intersect with the mechanics of power, and why the health of institutions matters, not only to markets but also to civic trust. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a deeply reported account of how major financial institutions make decisions, as well as those trying to understand the business context surrounding Donald Trump's rise. It will appeal to fans of investigative journalism, readers of political economy, and anyone curious about how incentives inside banks can override common sense risk management. The benefit is practical as well as civic. The story helps you recognize how organizations justify questionable choices, how internal silos create blind spots, and why reputational risk often fails to stop profitable behavior. Those insights can improve how you evaluate institutions you rely on, from banks to corporations to public agencies. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on personalities or headline controversies, Dark Towers is worth buying because it connects individual actions to systems, compensation structures, competition for market share, and the limits of regulation. It delivers a broader map of how power and capital reinforce each other and why accountability can be so elusive. By the end, readers are better equipped to interpret financial news, question simplistic narratives, and understand how private sector decisions can ripple into public life. If you would like to support David Enrich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.